Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I would like to read today's Srila Prabhupada's quote. Today's quote is very nice. One old man and his wife sitting together. The wife is requesting the old husband, chant, chant, chant. And husband is replying, can't, can't, can't. This cartoon we have seen. He will say three times, can't, can't, can't. But not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes. So let us all chant one time together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada ki jai. So today is Grace Radha Pramod Prabhu is going to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 1, 357 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and attention this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhu, thank we can't for... see you.
Yes, Mataji, I am there. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, we can see you now. Yeah.
I'll just share the screen. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, we are reading Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Madhya Kanda, text 350, 51st chapter, 357 onwards. So, there are quite few verses I'll be taking because there are no much purports. So, we'll read few shlokas and then we'll see. Then we'll have discussion on them. This is text 357 onwards. Kali tumi puntiyave chintaharnagare tata takane padila shloka yei vipravare. When you were teaching us yesterday, in the town, a pious Brahmana recited one verse. Bhagavata shloka suni haila murchita sarvanga nahi prane amara vismita. On hearing that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, you fell unconscious. You were amazed to see that there were no symptoms of life visible in your body. Chaitanya paya puna ye kaila kandana Gangayena Siya Haila Milana. In the way you cried after gaining consciousness, it appeared that the goddess's Ganges, Ganga, has manifested there. Sheshayeva Kampa Asi Haila Tomara Sata Jana Samvrata Nahaya Daribhara. When you eventually started shivering, even 100% was unable to hold you still. Apadamastakahila pulake unnyati lala garma dulaya vyapita gaura murti. The hair of your entire body stood on end, and your golden form was smeared with sweat, saliva and dust. So the face full of ke unnati means hair standing on end. अपूर्व भावै सबे देखे यत जना सबे सभी बले ना ये पुरुष नारायण. एवरीवन हु सॉ यू वाज स्टक विद वंडर एंड सेड दिस पर्सन इज नारायण हिमसेल्फ. केह बले व्यास सुख नारद प्रहलाद तान सवार संयोग्य ये मत प्रसाद. Some said the mercy he had received is comparable to that received by Vyasdev, Sukadev, Narada and Prahlad. A phrase ei mata prasada means such mercy of the Lord. Sabe meli darilena karya sakti sanike tomarasi bhaya haila mati. Then with all their strength they all held you still, and shortly after you regained external consciousness. The second line of this verse indicates that after a short time, his external consciousness returned. Yehi sabha vartanta tumi kichu na jana arakata hai taha chitta dhaya suna diya suna. You do not know all these instances. Now please hear attentively what we have to say. दीनादशादरीकरायते काय व्याख्यान सर्वशास्त्रे सबे कृष्ण भक्ति कृष्ण नाम. सिंस द पास्ट 10 डेज यू हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड द डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण एंड द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्ण इज द मीनिंग ऑफ एवरी वर्ड ऑफ एवरी शास्त्र. दश दीनादरी अजी पाठवाद कहिते तो मारे सबावासी बड़ा दया. For the last 10 days, our studies have been held up, and we were afraid to inform you of this. The phrase patavada means a cessation, stopping, or rejection of teaching and learning. Sabdera seshartha tomara gochare. ये व्याख्यानासीतः के दिवे उत्तर. यू नो द अनलिमिटेड मीनिंग ऑफ एवरी वर्ड. हू हैज द पावर टू कॉन्ट्रडिक्ट इवन योर लाइट हार्टेड कॉमेंट्स. द फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ दिस वर्स इज एक्सप्लेन्ड एज फॉलोज. यू अलोन आर द ग्रेटेस्ट एंड मोस्ट एक्सपर्ट इन लिंग्विस्टिक लिटरेचर. You are the most experienced person to explain the meaning of the words through various brief explanations under the category of yoga, rudha, yoga rudhi, guni, mukhya, lakshana and abhideya, abhida. Prabhu bole dashadina patavadiyaya tabeta amara sabe kahite yuyaya. Lord said, your studies have been held up for 10 days. Shouldn't you have informed me of this? The second line of this verse means, in such a situation, wasn't it proper to inform me of this matter regarding the cessation of studies? Paduya sakala bale vyakhyana uchita satya krishna sakala shastrera samita. The students replied, your explanations were correct. The purport of all scriptures is that Krishna is the absolute truth. Abhyayanaye se sakala shastra sara tabeyena lai dosha ami sabakara muleye vyakhyana tumi jatavyaye se yei se tahate na laya chitta nija karma dosha. This is real study and the essence of all scriptures, and it is our fault if you do not accept it. Whatever you have explained is fundamental truth and the only knowledge worth of name. It is due to our own misdeeds that we do not accept it. Although the only aim, intention and purport of all scriptures is to understand Krishna, due to our own offenses, we do not accept your scriptural explanations based on Krishna. Actually, our only goal is to realize the meaning of the words the way you explained and have been explained. But due to the fault of misfortune, our minds are incapable of grasping the true purport of essence of all scriptures as explained by you. So till now it is what happened here is Lord Chaitanya is only speaking of Krishna. He is not talking of anything else. Whatever word is coming, he is trying to tell how it is the root of that word is connected to Krishna only. Because that is true in because all things Vedas sarve, ahame Veda. Everything comes from Krishna only. In that way it is true. And the student said from 10 days we didn't learn anything. We only learned that everything is Krishna only. Lord said, Hari, you should have told, no? Then they said, no, the real study essence of all scriptures, it is our fault if we do not accept, because that is Krishna only. Whatever you have explained is fundamental truth. And the only knowledge worth of is of the name. So it is due to our misdeeds we are not able to accept. That means if somebody understands Krishna, that means he understood everything. No need of any other knowledge. That's all. ಪಡುಯಾರ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯೆ ತುಷ್ಟ ಹೈಲಾತಾಕುರ ಕಹಿತೆ ಲಾಗಿಲ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರಿಯ ಪ್ರಚುರ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಗನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್. ಪ್ರಭು ಬೋಲೆ ಭಯ ಸಬ ಕಹಿಲ ಸುತ್ಯಯ ಸುಶತ್ಯ ಅಮರೇ ಸಬ ಕಥಾನ್ಯಾತ್ Akatya. Says the Lord said, my dear brothers, whatever you have said is true, but do not tell anyone what I have said. The phrase Anyatra Kataya means it is improper to disclose to anyone else. Krishna Varne Kashishu Murali Bhajaya ಸಭೆ ದೇಖಿ ತಾಯಿ ಭಯಿ ಬಲಿ ಸರ್ವತಾಯ ಯಥ ಸುನಿ ಸರ್ವೇನ ಸಕಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ ಸಕಲ ಭುವನೆ ದೇಖಿ ಗೋವಿಂದೇರ ಧಾಮ. ಓ ಬದರ್, ಐ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ಸೀ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ಲೂಟ್. ಐ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಲವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಬಿಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ as the abode of Govinda. Sri Gaurasundara is saying, I am always seeing a blackish complexioned young boy attracting everyone with the sound of his flute. Since I constantly see him only, I always chant his name and sing his glories. The sound vibration that enters your ears is simply the name of Krishna. The material world, the field of enjoyment that you are presently seeing around you is not actually a place for your enjoyment. Rather, it is Vaikuntha, Goloka, the place of Krishna's enjoyment. This is what is Lord Chaitanya is saying. Actually, these are small purports, so I will take few more verses. Please don't mind. This is actually very sweet. And now, what Lord Chaitanya, till that time, the student said, actually, whatever you spoke is Krishna, but 10 days you didn't teach anything. Lord Chaitanya is telling, actually I'll tell the truth, but don't tell anybody. But wherever I am seeing Krishna only. That is my problem. So I am not able to tell anything other than Krishna. So this is the problem we should all get. If we have to get some problem in life, this is the problem. Lord saying, I am having one problem. I am only seeing Krishna everywhere. Can you imagine what a problem? So Lord saying, Tumara sabasthane morayi parihara. I humbly apologize to all of you. For today on, I will not continue your studies. So Lord is telling, no, I cannot do any more of this because I am only seeing Krishna. I cannot speak anything other than Krishna. The word parihara means to promise, to swear, to accept, to advertise, to appeal, to request, to pray, to submit, or to speak with humility. Now, the important thing is, we say, okay, if everything is Krishna, you only read Krishna, you only see Krishna, you only speak Krishna, who will take care of us? Krishna will take care of us. Your food, your maintenance, everything Krishna will give. But we should get this disease. At the end of life, if somebody can get this disease, he is the most fortunate. Instead of getting some disease and leaving our body in the stinking bed, which happens to most of the people. If we can get a disease where we are seeing Krishna everywhere and they cannot speak anything other than Krishna, can you imagine? Even to desire, that is also a big thing. People don't have that desire. There should be intense desire to meet Krishna, to see Krishna. But not everybody gets also. Tumara sabakara yarna sthane chittalaya tanra sthane padami dina dilana nirbhaya. I am giving you permission to study with whomever you like without fear. Lord is giving them, telling them, now you are relieved. You need not study under me because I am not able to teach anything other than Krishna. Krishna vinarya vakya naspure amara satyami kali kailana chitta panara. No word other than Krishna manifests to me. This is the true state of my mind. What a state of mind. Yehi bola mahaprabhu savare khaya dilena punitite dora shru yukta haya. After speaking this way, Mahaprabhu, with tears in his eyes, tied up his books. He said, no, I cannot speak anything. Mahaprabhu in so much love for Lord Krishna that he's getting tears. Say, I cannot speak anything other than Krishna. So the phrase dilena dora indicates that the Lord tied his book with ropes and strings. Shishyagana balena kariya namaskara amara o karilana sankalpa tumara. The Lord students offered obeisances and said, we also make the same resolution as you. The second line of this verse means following your steps is we are also retiring from studies. Tumara sthana yei padilana amisaba anastane karibe ki granthanubhava. Now that we have studied under you, what can we learn from anyone else? Because they learned the essence, so they need not learn anything else. The phrase Ganta Anubhava refers to the purport, true meaning, substance, essence, intention, or purpose of the scriptures. Guru Ra Vicheda Dukha Sarva Shishya Gana Kahite Lagila Sabe Karya Krandana. Being afflicted with separation from their teacher, all students wept and began to speak all as follows. Tomara mukye te yatha sunni ilo vyakhyana janma janme hridaye rakhu rahukha seithyana. May the explanation that you have heard, what we have heard from you, remain in our heart birth after birth. So the 10 days they got association of Lord Chaitanya, is they want to continue to have that only. Ka sthane giyara kiva padibhana seivala toma haite yata jnanina janilana. Whom can we approach and what we can study? We are quite satisfied with whatever you have learned from you. Yata bali prabhure kiya hata joda pustake dilena sabha shishya gona dora. After speaking in this way, all the students offered respect to Lord with folded hand, tied up their books with cords. So they had they have palm leaf trees with that they make their books. Hari bola shishya gana kari lena dhvani sabha kole kariya kande vijamani. The students loudly chanted Hari Hari. Then the crushed jewel of twice born began to cry as he embraced everyone. Shishagana kandana karena ado mukhai duvilena shishagana prandana sukhe. The students cried with their heads down and they all merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Ruddha kante ailena sarva shishyagana ashirvada kari prabhu sri sachinandana. The voice all become choked up. Then the Lord Sri Sachinandana blessed them all. Visheko ami yadi hari krishna dasa tabe siddha hau tomara sabara abhilasha. If I have been the servant of Krishna for even one day, may all of your desires be fulfilled. So this is a blessing they all got. Tamara sakalela krishnera sarana krishna nama purna ho sabara vandana. All of you take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. May your mouth be filled with the names of Krishna. Nirvadhi sarve shravane suna krishna nama krishna ho tamara sabakara dana prana. Constantly hear the name of Krishna. May Lord Krishna be your life and wealth. Ye padila seivala rakaya nahi sabe mili Krishna balibana ekatani. Whatever you have learned is enough. There is no need for further studies. Now let us chant the name of Krishna together. The word karya means requirement or necessary. Krishnera kripaya shastra spuruta sabara tumi sabha janma janma bandhava amara. By the mercy of Krishna, let the purport of the scriptures be revealed to you. You are all my friends birth after birth. Prabhuramrita vakya suni shishya gana paramananda mana haila tata kshana. On hearing Lord's nectar and words, student became filled with ecstasy. Few more slokas, because there is no purport. So I have some few things to discuss after few more slokas. Se sabha shishyera paya mura namaskara chaitanya shishyetva haila bhagya yamra. I offer my humble obeisances at the feet of those students who were sufficiently fortunate to become Lord Chaitanya students. Author offers his humble obeisances at the feet of the most fortunate students who, as a result of heaps of pious activities accumulated from many births, achieved the rare incomparable fortune of becoming Vishwamitra student. Here pious activities is bhakti and mukha subhuti. It is not just some regular pious activity. They have performed devotional piety. Se sabha krishna dasa janila nischaya Krishna yare padayena steki anna anyahaya. Know for certain that they were all eternal servants of Krishna. When Krishna himself is teaching them, can they be anyone else? So this is the last shloka we are taking, then we'll discuss. Yei vidya vilasa dekhi lena yeye jana tanre o dekhi le haya bandhu vimochana. Hailo papi ista janmana hailata kshana halina vanchita se sukha darshane. Just by seeing those who saw the Lord's scholastic pastimes, one is free from material bondage. I am such a sinner that I did not take birth at that time, therefore I was deprived of the sight of those blissful pastimes. So here there is some purport, so here we'll stop and discuss. If one sees the pure liberated devotee who are fortunate enough to see the scholastic pastimes of Gaurasundara, who is the life of all transcendental knowledge, the husband of transcendental goddesses of learning and the personification of transcendental sound, then such a person become forever freed from the propensity of enjoyment which is born of ignorance. Later on, Sri Narottam Thakur Narottam also wrote in his Prarthana, Sei sabha sangira sange yei koilo vilasa sei sanga na paya kanda na prottama dasa. Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga accompanied by all those devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam thus simply weeps. Yatana Gaura Nityananda Advaitadi Bhakta Vrinda Nadiyana Gare Avatara Tahana Nahaila Janma Yebete Kivkiva Karma Micha Matra Vahi Pitra Vara. I did not take birth at the time when Gaur Nityananda Advaita other devotees appeared in Nadiya. What is the use of my birth now? I am uselessly carrying the burden of this body. So even though there is not much purport here, but I'll stop because I've taken so many verses. So some things I wanted to share. So first thing is we will try to discuss the first point is why does a person need education? So here the of course I have discussed about the scholarship pastime, scholarly pastime. What is the purpose of this pastime? Why Lord has performed? This I have discussed in our previous because that was the same topic. What Lord wanted to establish by this? That tarko apritishto sutava bhinnam nasamatiryasya matimna bhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yana gatasya pansa. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to establish this principle that by our scholarly ability, we will not be able to understand the truth anytime. Now I have one understanding of truth because of my scholarly ability. And somebody more intelligent than me comes, he will have a different understanding. And more than him, somebody. So then how can I say that this is right or this is wrong? We can never say because somebody else will establish something as true. So it's srutayo vibhinna. There will always be difference in opinion. But mahajanoyana gatasya panta. You have to go through mahajana. Thus, because dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. The guhaya is a very sacred, secret place. The heart of the pure devotees is what is the real knowledge is stored. So by following them only we can understand. So to establish that point, Lord Chaitanya performed this scholarly pastimes, which are very, very pleasing to the heart and very, very satisfying. And the Phalashruti, by hearing this, what happens? Our desire to enjoy in this material world out of ignorance is gone. This will happen eventually. Now, the point of discussion today is, why does a person need education? Why need to we learn? Now, I want some of you to participate also. It will be nice. We can have discussion. so that now somebody can answer if you have possible. You can send in chat box. What is the need of education? Why need it? Why don't animal have learning? Why we should learn? Somebody? Sure.
If you know education teaches us what's good and what's bad, and also to live in this society at present age. So we need education. So without education, we can't live in this so-called Kali Yuga. It's very difficult, Prabhu.
Yeah, you told what is the benefit of education. Why animals don't have education? Why we have education? What is the some very important fundamental difference?
The consciousness, Prabhuji. We have the higher level of consciousness and they have the lower level of consciousness.
Yeah, and more important, that is their consciousness. But one more important thing is because we have freedom. So this is the most important thing. Man has freedom. Yeah, Vasundhara Mata is also writing, we know what is right, what is wrong. But that we will know because we are given this freedom. So this freedom means we are also born like animals only. But without education, man will remain as an animal or worse than animal. So what happens is this freedom helps us to make a choice. And education will give us the knowledge to make right choices. Because I have freedom. Freedom means what? I can make choice. Now what choice to make on what basis I decide? For that I need education. You are understanding the point. So to make right choices, because if a person is left without education, without any proper association, and without even minimum education, then what happens? He will remain animal only. So if animal rises a human being, he will remain an animal. because he has the ability to choose, but he cannot choose right or wrong. So to choose that right or wrong, you need education. So education is necessary so that person can make right choice because freedom implies choice. Now, this is actually the reversal of the way of life for existence. Now, the Vedic goal of education, there is a difference in Vedic goal of education and modern education. The goal is different. Now, in Vedic education, it is to give a person the fullness of perception of life. And this is a very important. They give the fullness of perception of life only. Now, when we consider the subject of Vedic education, we will understand that this is what is the achievement. Like now, purpose of education is that to maintain in man a divine spiritual nature. This is the Vedic education to maintain. Now, this fullness of existence, fullness of life, because animal nature is an incomplete existence of soul. Human nature is a complete existence. So if I remain like animal, I'll remain incomplete only. The soul's nature is incomplete in animal. But in human, it can be completed if you have proper education. Your understanding. So now the first principle of Vedic education is to develop character. It is the distinguishing feature of Vedic education and modern education. Now it looks like now how it happens is that is one part, but I will try to explain how Vedic education, it gives the fundamental concepts. The fundamental concepts are related to each other. Now, I'll give examples also, which will help you to understand what is Vedic education. Now, in order to convey a subject, the subject is reduced into elementary, basic, fundamental concepts. Now, the teaching, the subject is given to person. It is to make him very clearly understand. Why it is very fundamental things are explained, because when we are formulating, it is to emphasize the connection of all things. So please remember, Vedic education, the connection of things, it is given very nicely, how everything is connected to each other, and ultimately they are all connected to God. This is the main difference between Vedic education and modern education. In Vedic education, the connection is very clearly established. Now in modern education, what happens? We make into parts, and more and more and more, we are trying to teach more specialization on smaller and smaller and smaller things. So it is a partial understanding, modern education. Like they will do specialization in ear. Of whole body, in human body also ear, in the ear also some specialization, left ear, some specialization, right ear. So they have finer and minor things. But Vedic education, the emphasis on the interconnection of all things, so that the end person will understand his connection with God. So it is more, it comes from top to bottom. So it does not go more and more down. It goes up and up, connecting to the Lord. So that's why Vedic education is fundamentally holistic. Now it provides a holistic understanding. Slowly, slowly you'll understand what I'm trying to explain. I'll give some examples also. Now modern education is differentiated, and it is more different. Like if you take Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is book in mode of goodness. But whereas modern education, it is more in passion, because it gives partial concepts and more
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Looks like power gone for Prabhuji, I don't know.
Because I have to get connected to net again.
Yeah, I think power gone, Prabhuji, for you.
Yeah. It is raining here. Very nice rain here. So, the Vedic education is fundamentally holistic. It provides a holistic understanding. Now, Vedic education has always set itself the main goal. A final goal, final synthesis, understanding principles of communication. So now, first what is told is goal is told in Vedic education. After that, the education is given. What you have to achieve? And then you start working on it. So this makes so much difference in practicing Vedic knowledge. So like in modern education, people began to taught from small things are taught. But Vedic education directly begins from the very beginning, it is told the whole connection. Like if they have to tell about bhakti, had to be taught in the beginning stage, at the 5 year, 6 year stage. In Vedic education system, what you are taught, what is bhakti means? Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma dhanavitam anukulyena krishnachum. That is directly from the beginning. And after 10, 20 years, pure devotional service, what is taught? Anya vilashita shunyam jnana. So the point is, from the beginning only, the basics are taught. It may not be more detailed, but you will know the whole concept very clearly. Like if you take Ayurveda, in the first year, first day you enter into Ayurvedic school, you are taught Kapha Vata Pitta. After 5 years of your education in Ayurveda, what is taught? Kapha Vata Pitta only is taught. But there is a difference. That is more and more finer way it is explained. So what I want to tell is, if you take yoga shastras, what is the first sutra of yoga shastra? Anybody knows? They want to guess. What is the first lesson they are taught? First thing is taught what you should achieve. That is what directly taught. That means first you are given the ultimate goal. Now if you are given the ultimate goal, then what happens? Then we will know how I have to work to achieve that. Now as soon as we come to ISKCON, what we'll know, what is the goal of life? Everybody is clear. Back home, back to Godhead. Why this is told in the beginning only? Everybody knows that we have to go to spiritual world. Because that will help us to lead a life in that particular way. If you go for modern education, what is the purpose of modern education? They don't know. Only one goal, earn money, enjoy. But if you go to yoga shastra education, what is that? Go back home, back to Godhead. Ayurveda, what is told, what is the ultimate thing? Yes, ultimately, all our suffering is in this material world. We all have to get connected to Krishna. So all the educations that are given in in Vedic culture, the goal is already explained clearly. That is actually making a difference. So there is a systematic explanation. People are taught from the beginning. The specific knowledge, this branch, they're all connected properly. So, and why it is needed, why it should be explained in that way. So the yoga shastras, the chitta vritti nirodha, the cleaning of chitta vritti nirodha is the second sutra. But this main sutra is, the first thing that is told is, yes, you all have to, the ultimate goal is how much we are connected to the ultimate goal and how we have to achieve. So this is a very important principle of supply of knowledge, how knowledge should be supplied. So not for some particulars that persons get, if we are given the ultimate goal, then people will not lose interest in the study. Generally, people lose interest in the knowledge because they don't know for what I am studying for. Why I should know? Prabhupada asked, one scientist was telling, he's studying about the grass. And Prabhupada said, you are doing so much research about grass, but why you are doing so much research? He said, Swami, I just want to know what it is, how it is, and all the details about grass. Prabhupada telling, instead of knowing all the details about grass, try to know the person who created the grass, then you'll know what is the purpose of his creation. So no need to know about all the details about grass, but try to know the person who created the grass, and then you'll know the purpose of the grass. That's all. That is very important. So first, the holistic understanding is needed for our education. Why I need to learn the holistic understanding. Then we will know, okay, this is the purpose of my life. Like now, if you take Ayurveda also, Charaka Samhita. So the basic principle is given. The idea of the whole is given immediately. And then slowly, slowly need to, then he will understand, okay, why I have to read all these things. If we take Bhagavad Gita. Now this is a very interesting thing. Now, Bhagavad Gita, we know the five subjects of Bhagavad Gita. You all know the five subjects. Bhagavad Gita is also Shruti Sthana. Actually, it's a holistic understanding. Now, there are five topics of Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma. Now, it's not that first chapter is talking Ishvara, second chapter Jiva, third chapter Karma. It is not like that. Why it is not like that? Why, if five topics are there, you take, okay, two chapters or three chapters for one topic, 15, 15 chapters, whole Bhagavad Gita is there. But why you will not get chapter-wise, even though topics are five, you will get somewhere here, there. Because this is very important. The main thing from the beginning, the person is given the understanding of connection between all these things. It is not just Jiva. Jiva means there is a connection of Jiva with Prakriti. There is connection of Jiva and Karma, Jiva and Kala, Jiva and Ishvara. All the connections are given from the beginning only. That's why all the topics are told like that. So whatever principle I describe, the description simultaneously with that principle, its connection with all others are also given. Along with Jiva, the Jiva's connection with other things, how the principle is connected with all others. This is how it is. That's why one topic you don't get in. Like if you take astrology, there are 12 houses and this 9 planets and all these things. So it's very easy. You tell about this planet, this graha, but you'll not, the stars are there. You'll not get one chapter for each thing, one chapter. You'll not get like that. Something about Guru is there in this part of this chapter. Some other book, somewhere it is here. Some other, it is there. It is such a random way, here, there. We'll see how it is, why they are not. Because in modern education, what we have learnt is, you're taking some subject, you complete, thoroughly understand it, then go for the next. But it is not like that. Like, this is the main thing that they need to know, holistic understanding. That's why you get. If you talk about Jiva, we cannot talk Jiva separately. We have to talk Jiva in terms of karma, prakriti, kala, everything. So then what happens is by this study gives a person the opportunity to understand a certain integral holistic understandings. And the tattva, the samanvaya is very easy. That tattva becomes very clear. Now I'll ask some questions. Now if I ask you, okay, tell me the, because if you don't learn like this, na, then we'll have confusions. What type of confusion? We'll understand now. Now, we'll ask certain definitions. Now, if I ask, in ISKCON only, we have so many understanding about different things. Now, things are not very clear. If I ask all of us, he says, what is devotion? What is meant by preaching? What is meant by gunas? What is meant by giving association? Now, thing is, na, everybody has their own definitions. That is a problem. Definition of karma, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, basic concepts, na, what is guru, what is sahajiya, what is jiva, and what are the different concepts. Everybody has their own definitions. Everybody uses the same words, but with their own understanding. If you ask, okay, what is guru? Exact definition of guru. Nobody has any exact. Everybody has their definition. They have some conception of guru. And you ask, what is sahajiya? Everybody has some conception of sahajiya. He says, okay, what is jiva? What is the definition? Okay, now I'll ask this. You all can answer. What is the definition of guna? We say gunas, no? What is gunas? Anybody answer? What is meant by gunas? What is your answer for it?
The quality is of material nature.
I didn't get it.
The three the qualities of material nature, the modes of material nature.
So, yeah, one answer is qualities. Any other answer?
Three modes of material nature?
Yeah, three modes of material nature. Any other answer? Okay, influences. Okay. Now, we'll see what is the what Kapila Dev explains in Bhagavatam. He says, gunas is a substance. It's a quality is a manifestation of that substance. Generally, what people have understanding, guna means quality. But guna is actually a substance and quality is a manifestation of that substance. And guna is a concrete substance, an elementary substance that is what all consists of. This is an initial state of material nature, and the three states of material nature are the substance from which everything emanates. So, why I am telling is, we use the words, but exact definition are very, very important. Otherwise, what happens now? There is no certain unity, clear, unconditional, ambiguous understanding of these tattvas. So, then there will be always clashes and disputes about the definitions. We need to be very clear. That's the purpose of education, how this should be done, so that we don't get confused what is meant by what. And if you are not clear with definitions, we will be always be confused. And what happens is, because of this, there will be self-deception. There is so many other problems appear. The tattva should be very, very clear. Extreme clarity is needed in the concepts. I was also not very clear for many years. Some things got clear very, very recently. Then I am understanding how important it is to know very clearly. We should be free from this ambiguity and disagreement, misunderstanding. Because, for example, we ask, what is Vaishnava community? What is meant by preaching? What everything should be very, very clear. And there will be same language, but different concepts. So, different definitions everybody has. Now, why we should know exactly? Say, if I want to purchase gold, I need to know what is gold first. Otherwise, anybody can sell me anything and say it is gold. That is why we need to be very clear that we should not be deceived, and we should be very clear with all these concepts. We should know what exactly is Maya, what is meant by conditioning, what is meant by Vaishnava, what is meant by Bhakti. It should be very, very clear. So, how we are misusing our conditionings. So this is how we should learn things. This is one point I just wanted to share with all of you. Of course, there are so many other things. There are three different, basic principles of training. There are three stages. So first stage is that a person is taught with fundamental principles, and then which are necessary for his practice, minimum requirement. Then next level is he is told how to apply these principles in a very closed environment. Then he becomes expert. Then he can apply the principles anywhere. And this happened with Prabhupada. He was able to apply the principles of Bhagavad Gita in all the situations because he knows the fundamentals very clearly, very clear. That's why he could go to America. And he could apply all, which his godbrothers could not do. When they went there, they could not understand how to apply these principles. And Prabhupada went, and because he was very clear with fundamental principles and the details with a, so initially how it is taught is, first you are given fundamentals with minimum details. With necessary application of their examples, everything is given. And then what happens, like Bhagavad Gita we are explained. Then what happens, then next stage you are given to apply them in a very closed environment, like music. Initially, the fundamentals are told, then they are told sarigama and know how you are to sing. And then wherever he is able to sing properly. So this is how it happens. The third stage is second stage, he develops how these principles work in a particular environment. The next is then a controlled environment. Then he can synthesize. He can apply in all situations. That's why we need to know what is right, what is wrong, what is sacrifice means, what is exactly third chapter of Bhagavad Gita is telling sacrifice and why this is to be done. So then if we know these things, then we can apply anywhere. When a person masters, then he can apply in all situations. This is what is Prabhupada was able to apply. So I'll not go more detail. It becomes more complicated. But I just wanted to share this one point. Like actually, we can go more and more with example, with music, with Ayurveda, and with any of the Vedic education. Like music, a person, once he learns basics, second level he crosses, third level, now he will not sing the same thing again. Every time he improves it. Every time he can sing a new thing because he has mastered it. So same thing happened with Prabhupada. He mastered. He knows, yes, all the principles he knows. He knows how to apply and where to apply. So, yes. Any questions, comments till now? Hope I did not confuse you. But I just have one more example I'll give. It will become more easy. Say, I'll just tell this one example, Mataji, then I'll take your question. So, I'll give how a holistic, if you go to Ayurveda, Ayurveda, how the treatment is given and all. Of course, this is another topic, but I'll tell this example. So, how the holistic education helps. The first thing the Ayurvedic doctor, he will teach is, he will help you to cure the disease. This is only the first part of it. Second part, he will give a lifestyle so that you will not get the disease again. You will be free from the disease. Now, in the Vedic culture, how it is to be, Ayurvedic doctor is to go to village. If the people in the house are, everybody is healthy, then they have to pay to the doctor. If they are sick, they need not pay. The payment is when you are healthy. But now it is opposite. When the patient is sick, they have to pay. But in in Vedic culture, they will pay when they are healthy. So doctor should make sure that everybody is healthy. So then what happened? He not only just give the medicine, but he gives a patya. He says, no, you cannot eat everything. This thing should be restricted. Now this is second level. He is giving a caution how to not to get this. Third thing he does is he gives a lifestyle. This is the most important. He will give a lifestyle that you don't get sick in the future also, any types of disease. No type of disease will come to you if you live this lifestyle. So he gives the lifestyle also. And the fourth thing is, he will tell why we are suffering in this material world is because we are away from the Lord. So we should be connected to Supreme Lord. So that is the cause of our being in this material world, is cause of diseased state. We need to get ourselves connected to the Lord, then we'll go back, come back to God. So he has a clear understanding that we are spirit soul. Yeah. The purpose, we also pay tons on health insurances. Yes, because economy should survive, na? So that's why we have modern medicine and all these things to help economy to survive. So this is how modern. Even if we take same thing with psychology. If somebody goes psychological problem, the thought is, okay, these are things you should do. Second level is you should do this precaution so that you will not have this again stress and all. Third thing is you are given lifestyle so that you will never be psychologically affected. And fourth is all the psychological properties we have to get connected to Lord. So all Vedic education has this connection to the Supreme Lord. That's how they make everything nice. So yes, we can take questions now. We have few more minutes. If you don't have, I'll just take.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Just repetition, please. If you could repeat your definition of the modes.
You want me to repeat the modes? Guna is, according to Kapil Muni, it's a substance. It's a quality, because the quality is manifested of a substance. So guna is a concrete substance, an elementary substance which that is what all consists of. That means this is the initial state of material nature, and the three states of material nature are the substance from which everything emanates. That's what is Kapiladesa. It's not just quality, substance, and whose quality is manifested like that.
Okay, so it's the three modes are three types of substances.
The quality is manifested like that.
Okay, so these substances, they're concrete, but they're subtle, isn't it?
It's a material nature only. That's a subtle material energy substance. Okay.
So, but not only are they of concrete substance, but at least according to the definition I offered, not only do they have concrete substance, but these substances, they have
qualities.
Yeah, they influence everything. Isn't
everything
it?
Is made of them only. It's not influencing. It is made of them only.
It's made of them. That's the concrete thing. But simultaneously, right? These concrete substances, they do have influence, right? Because that's why some people.
Yes.
So the is both things simultaneously, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, this is not our class. Our class is a different topic. So.
Well, you started it.
No, I just asked the definition because I just want to tell how we need to be clear with the fundamentals.
Yeah, I know, but for me, it's like a life. The modes are a lifelong process for me to understand properly. You know, when some other time
when this topic comes, maybe we can discuss more elaborate. I'll also do some research and come to you.
Yeah, I think this subject, I will die asking about the modes.
Yeah, I also like to have a discussion on this. Maybe morning Bhagavatam or sometime in this forum, we'll try to have a discussion on it more elaborate.
Okay.
I'll also do research and come back to you.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. We'll end, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, if nobody has any questions, we can end the call here. Sugata Krishna Prabhu, please go ahead with your question. Sugata Krishna Prabhu? Yeah.
We are not able to hear you, Prabhu.
Is my voice audible?
Now it is audible, Prabhu.
Yeah, but the battery got over. Okay. Prabhu, it was so wonderful. I want to know how to get that tone of Krishna, 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 where. What is the way to get that situation? I don't know. Mahaprabhu was crying, Krishna here, there, everywhere. You tell me what is the way to do that? How to get that?
I also don't know, bro. Means we know the formula, everybody knows that, but application is very tough because the egos don't allow us to do it.
So I'm trying my best. I'm always reading Bhagavatam 24 hours, then Gaurakrishna Maharaj. I'm hearing. But I'm not finding taste in the chanting. I'm finding hearing Bhagavatam again and again. It's nice. I don't know how to make chanting also as important as hearing Bhagavatam. It has become a madness.
This is one of the perfections, bro. Hearing Bhagavatam also just by hearing, because we have nine processes of perfecting ourselves. one process you have perfected your life. So,
no, Prabhu, today's Ekadashi, I used to chant 64 rounds on Ekadashi today. Today, I had chanted only 10 rounds, 6 more rounds left. So, this is not a good sign. No, I'm finding, I don't know where I'm going wrong.
Your day started now, bro. No problem. You have so much day to go. And basically, bro, what? Na? That somehow or other, we should connect our mind to Krishna. Ena kena prakarena. That is very important. If you are not having any other desire to do, like you are not getting taste or interest in any other activity other than reading Bhagavatam, that itself is sufficient.
But chanting also should be, you should also keep on chanting. They're telling always Krishna Nam should come. Hare Krishna. So I'm keeping the clicker and chanting always, but that is not as interesting as Bhagavatam. I don't know where there is something. And you do a
no, bro,
balancing.
It's perfection. You already got taste. You are in perfection only. Because you will not have any other impressions, bro. At the end of life, when we are leaving our body, you will only think of Bhagavatam. That's enough now. What is needed?
But I think Nama is important. Mahaprabhu is after the 64 Angas, the 5 Angas, then the 1 Anga is only chanting. So I wanted your advice.
Bro, you are such an exalted state. What I can advise? If I get in your situation, if a whole day I am reading Bhagavatam, I'll be more than happy. Just to read Bhagavatam whole day, I take classes so that I'll be connected to Bhagavatam. Otherwise, this is a very great state, bro. No need of worrying. Krishna is there with you, and he will give you that required intelligence whenever it is needed. That's sufficient because that is what is needed, bro. Because our heart, it is interested in many other things. But if it is interested in Bhagavatam, holy name, somebody is interested in deity worship, that's enough. Kirtans, everything is perfection.
Tomorrow from 4 to 7, I'll try to chant. At least the 3 hours, 32 round chanting meant is something. I'll do that. I'll keep the Bhagavatam somewhere.
I am praying for your mercy. Please bless me, bro. And I'll also become like
you. You are already a pure devotee, Radha Padma Prabhu. Don't tell lies. You are a pure devotee. Shuddha Bhakta.
I am seeking your blessings, so please bless me.
You are laughing so nicely because you have so much Krishna inside. You are in smiling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you, bro.
By your association, I am becoming blissful.
See, you are seeing Krishna everywhere. That's why I'm thinking like that. You can only see Krishna, I think. Thank you, bro. Dhanyavad, bro.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yeah, just following up on Sukhakara Prabhu's question. I mean, would you not say that as long as we are properly engaged, it is simply by a matter of time that we will develop this increased taste for chanting? Is it not?
Actually, more important, our anatha should be cleared. If you don't have any other impressions, then we are at the stage of nishta. That is what we all need to achieve. At the end of life, we can come at the level of nishta. Next life, we will easily perfect. But at the end of life, all material impression should go away. That means if you are reading...
No next life, Prabhu. Please don't tell that. No next life.
For you, not there, bro. For
no, no, no.
Yeah, but Prabhu, even to get to the point of nishta, right? If we are properly engaged, right? Even getting to the point of nishta is just a matter of time, is it not?
It is not just time, Ataj, because you have to make conscious endeavor, otherwise you will not get it.
That's
it
why
is not I'm just saying, because I am time spending in Krishna, I will come to Snishta. It's not like that.
But isn't that what properly engaged means? Making
consciously engaged, Mataji, consciously doing it. Consciously, if we don't do, we don't get it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by properly engaged. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not saying that by mechanically chanting one mantra.
No. That is correct. But time, it's a matter of time.
For me, that's just that I take that for granted, Prabhu, that you are doing things consciously, not like robot, you know, just you're making conscious endeavor, of course. Otherwise, that's not proper engagement.
Yeah.
And so if you are attentively doing everything, then is it not just a matter of time that taste will develop, nishtha will come, and so on?
Yes, definitely. And it depends on person to person. Some may get very fast, some may take time, because it's mercy of Lord. If we are doing consciously, it's not because of our endeavor we are getting. It's Krishna's mercy only we are getting. Krishna, seeing our endeavor, he will give that taste.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He will make us heart clean and free from and all anathas and bring us to the stage of nishtha. Krishna will make us to come to that stage, seeing our endeavor.
Right. Okay, I happened to spot this question in the chat by iPhone. They were asking about the modes, right? Because you said they are substance, and substance, doesn't it mean that they are visualized? But they're not visualized because they're too subtle to visualize.
Yeah, they're pradhana. At the level of pradhana and mahatattva, what is visual? After that, chitta is there. We cannot even see our manas, right. Buddhi, chitta. At the level of chitta is so subtle, we cannot understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. It was just in the morning only I got the message for the class, so I just gave some. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for always coming on the call and helping us. We are very grateful to you. Thank you so much. If there are no more questions, we can end the call here. I mean,
you gave the class as if to say you got it. You got noticed months before, so don't worry. It was very good class, as always. As
you are
always
validating me. Thank you.
No, not like that.
Class is very sweet as usual. Now, even if it is given notice early or late, it doesn't matter. Class is always sweet, Prabhu. And please don't leave the call after the class. We are going to read Ekadasi stories. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas on the call. Arubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhye Vichar Pritanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo
Bhyo Namo Namaha
Vila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He is praised.
Jai
Radha
Jai.
Thank you Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna
Gauranga Nityananda.